Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janadallabha Girivanadhari Gopi Janadallabha Girivanadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivanadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivanadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivanadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivanadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Beautiful story of Jayadev Goswami's Leela during his residence in Srinavadvipa Dham. when this king of Nadia saw the poetry of Jayadev, he was very anxious to meet this holy person. Jayadev was living in a very simple thatched hut along with his wife, who was also a very pure, exalted Vaishnav devotee of the Lord. But he would not give in to meeting with any materialistic people who were seeking materialistic benedictions. So the king, in order to have the audience of Jayadev, he came in disguise. He took off all of his royal robes and he put on the garb of a beggar. And in this attire he came to see Jayadev. This is very significant, because even the greatest kings who have the greatest material opulences, they understand that those pure devotees of Lord Krishna, they have the real treasure, which is of real opulence. In comparison to all the riches of this world, are insignificant. So the king became a beggar just to receive the blessings of this great devotee, Jayadev Goswami. Jayadev was living in utter poverty by his own free will. But yet the most wealthy man, the most powerful man, was longing, willing to give up everything to achieve what Jayadev had, and that is Krishna consciousness. Similarly, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he wanted to receive the audience of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya, like Jayadev, would not meet with such materialistic people seeking material benedictions. So King Pratap Rudra took a vow that he would also become a mendicant, a beggar, and give up all of his kingdom, if that is what was required, simply to receive the good wishes and the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Nidhi. Love of God is the supreme and greatest treasure, and Srila Rupa Goswami has instructed us that if you could get bhakti in the marketplace, you should give everything and anything, whatever it requires, to purchase it, because there is no greater treasure that can satisfy the eternal longings of the soul than bhakti. And as we perceive in this story, the king understood that we can only receive the treasure of bhakti from those great devotees who are within their hearts surrendered to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that you cannot attain bhakti, you cannot understand the true goal of life through reading all the scriptures in the world, through performing unlimited penances and austerities, through millions of chantings of the holy names of the Lord. We can only achieve bhakti and understand the real goal of life through the grace, the divine grace, of those Vaishnava devotees who have surrendered everything. The conclusions of all the scriptures are exclusively within the treasure of their hearts. And through their instructions, we can understand and realize the perfection of life. And that instruction is to always keep the association of devotees, to humbly serve the Lord, and to chant his holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Jayadev Goswami was so glorious, so exalted. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, personally appeared to him several generations before the Lord appeared to the rest of the world. He appeared to Jayadev Goswami and explained to him that your writings are so full of devotion that I myself will enjoy them in the most intimate moments of my Leela. And as he explained, when he came to this world in the Gambira, amongst Swarup Damodar Goswami Ramananda Rai, he especially found great ecstatic pleasure in hearing the beautiful poems, Gita Govinda, by Jayadev Goswami, Vidyapati, and Chandidas. So how exalted this devotee, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself constantly listens to the expressions of his love in the form of his wonderful writings. Of course, as Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj explained, that these subject matters are so confidential and so advanced that unless one is completely freed from the temptations of material desires and situated on a very high stage of pure devotion, one cannot truly appreciate or understand the subject matter. I remember once I was giving a lecture at the Kentucky State Penitentiary. There was a conference where different scholars were there. So after the lecture, one of the scholars came up to me. He was an American man who got his PhD at Banaras Hindu University. And his PhD was on the poems of Jayadev Goswami. So he came up to me and he said, "Why you worship Krishna?" He said, "Of all the gods, of all the religions, why you chose Krishna? Krishna is immoral." He said, "Krishna was with Radharani in the bushes, the kunjas of Vrindavan. But he wasn't even married to her. He was quite a lusty boy." He said, "Why not Ram? Why not Narayan? Why not Jehovah? Why Allah? Why Krishna? I cannot understand." He said, "I am authority on Krishna. I have my PhD in the Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami." He was smoking a cigarette while he was talking to me. And while he was talking, his wife was telling him, "Come, we have to go." And I said to him, "Have you studied Bhagavad Gita, second chapter? Dehinosmin yatha dehe komarom yovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti adhiras tatra namo yathe na jayate mriyate vaka. Have you realized these slokas, that you are not this material body?" He said, "If I go to a college to study PhD before I even go to first standard, first grade, will I understand the PhD work?" I said, "That is what you have done." He said, "You should forget everything you learned in Gita Govinda and you should go back to the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita and study for the rest of your life." Said, "First follow the instructions that Krishna gives you before you can understand who is Krishna." And he turned to me and he said, "My wife is telling me I have to go home." I said, "Sarva dharman puritya." "Mame kam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha isha." This is Bhagavad Gita. Before you even approach Gita Govinda, you should abandon all varieties of religion, including your attachment to your wife, and you should surrender to Krishna. Then you will understand these things. So then his wife pulled him away. So Krishna consciousness is a great science, and we must approach it in a scientific process, not according to our own whims or sentiments, but according to the teachings of the great professors of this science, the authorized acharyas in our sampradaya. Shri Jayadev Goswami ki
jai. Om gyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai Shri Gurave namaha. Jayadev Goswami is the author of Gita Govinda. Of that Gita Govinda is meant for the Paramahansas. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially during his Antyalila in Jagannath Puri, he used to relish the writings of Jayadev, Chandidas, very exalted Vaishnava literature, and relish different tastes of Krishna-conscious ecstasy in devotional service. So that's a very exalted thing. We're given a little, not little, given quite a substantial insight into that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So to understand these subject matters and relish them properly is not possible for the neophyte devotees, but a highly advanced devotee will appreciate these writings, Jayadev Goswami, Chandidas, and similar very exalted poetry of Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna.
Jayadev Goswami at first lived in Shimayapur Dham at Mamgachi, and he was famous for his devotion to Lord Krishna. So once the king of Navadvip wanted to meet him, but he didn't want to meet the king because he didn't want to associate with a materialistic person. Anyway, the king insisted, and Jayadev Goswami finally said that, "I'm going to leave here, you know, because I don't want to be disturbed by materialistic persons." Then the king profusely apologized, and he told Jayadev that, "You can have any place in my kingdom, whatever place is best, and I will never come to meet you again or try to meet you again without your permission." So the best place in Navadvip at the time was Champahati, which is famous for beautiful champa flower trees. And apparently Champakalata used to go to Champahati and collect champak flowers for the service of Radha and Krishna. So Jayadev made his residence there, and he wrote Gita Govinda. And at one stage he heard a voice in the sky telling him that he should go to Jagannath Puri. And at first he didn't want to go. In one sense he wanted to go, but in another sense he didn't want to go because he didn't want to be separated from Sri Navadvip Dham. But the voice told him that in Jagannath Puri he will be able to serve the same Lord Krishna in the form of Lord Jagannath, who will take pleasure in the recitation of Gita Govinda, and that in subsequent generations, because historically Jayadev Goswami appeared before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but as we know, Sri Navadvip Dham is eternally manifest both in the spiritual world and in the material world, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also eternal. But in terms of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, manifest pastimes on earth, Jayadev appeared before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although by doing devotional service in Navadvip Dham he had darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyway, he was told that in the future Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would relish the recitation of Gita Govinda in Jagannath Puri, and thus Jayadev left and went to Jagannath Puri and did further service there. Jayadev Goswami ki jai.
I remember something. That song, Srita Kamala, that's Jayadev Goswami. That song, Prabhupada said, should be taken out of the songbook. It should be taken out. It's not meant for the ordinary devotees. He said, I know that Babaji Maharaj sometimes sings it. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother. He said, I know that he sometimes sings it. He said, but it was not approved by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that song, Prabhupada had us take one song out and put two songs in. The one song he had us take out was Srita Kamala, and the two songs that he had us put in were the two poems that he wrote.
Hare Krishna.